This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. Wow, 32 years in the music field and I still feel young and I look so good. You know all Italians are good looking, right? Cuteness aside, in sixth grade, I almost didn't join band. We had a choice of choir, drama, band, art, or just remaining in our homeroom class to read. Since I loved reading, I chose to do the latter. There were only about three of us who remained in the class reading. After a couple of weeks, it became boring. Just me, two other bookworms, and a 60-plus-year-old teacher who said, "Who?" very loudly when she couldn't hear us, which seemed to be very often. My band friends told me how great band was, so I decided to give it a try. The band teacher, Mr. Dario, was very welcoming. He told me it looked like I was built to play clarinet, so that's the instrument I chose. Was I really built for clarinet, or did he just need more clarinet players? I excelled on the clarinet. Although I can't say I practiced every day, I did practice regularly. It was the first day of seventh grade, and that's when I saw her across the room. She was waiting for me in the back of the room. She beckoned. I slid on over to her. Oh, the curves she had on her. She did smell a bit musty, but I was in love, and she was sexy before I knew what that meant. On that day, I switched to alto sax and haven't looked back. I wish I would have continued practicing my clarinet, but we didn't meet again until I was in my 30s. In eighth grade, through a program funded by the Norfolk, Virginia School District, I was able to start taking lessons with James Hester of Norfolk State University. Even though his teaching was foundational to my career, I temporarily hated Mr. Hester. He made me learn all the scales, full range of the horn, major, and all three minors. Later, I was very grateful. Thank you, Mr. Hester. My current middle school students hate me now. I thrived at playing the saxophone. It tremendously helped my self-esteem, which was low as a child because of abuse that I had suffered. A little bit later, I'll tell you about a free gift you can receive if you keep listening. I was usually first chair in band. Mr. Hester expected and demanded excellence. I had also grown up with a choir teacher at church who expected and demanded excellence in our performance as well. This gave me a good foundation upon which to build my school skills. Back in a moment with the rest of the story. Looking for funding? School fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. In 10th grade, I auditioned for All Region Band, which included Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Hampton, and Chesapeake. It was nerve-wracking, to say the least. On audition day, all of the saxophonists warmed up in the same room. It seemed that everyone was playing the required etudes much faster than I was, and they were all good. There must have been 40-plus saxophonists trying out. Mr. Hester had me prepare my songs with vibrato and lots of phrasing and shaping. For some reason, my peers were under the assumption that one would be marked off for using phrasing. I was never quite able to perform the music full tempo and played mine slower. I made first chair in All Region Band as a 10th grader. My theory is that the others, who tried to perform at full tempo, went in and made mistakes at the live audition while I performed at my much slower tempo, playing the notes perfectly. I repeated this in 11th and 12th grade, making first chair each year. By 11th grade, I knew I wanted to be in the music business as a career. I never made it into All-State Band, but I did make first alternate my senior year. The competition, especially from Northern Virginia, was pretty competitive in those days. So you can see that you make a difference in the lives of young people. If you'd like to get a copy of my biography for free, Forgive, One Man's Story of Being Molested and God's Redemption, I'd be glad to email you a digital copy of that. Just send me an email at jamesthedivine@gmail.com and put in the subject line, free book. That, once again, that's jamesthedivine, and divine is D-I-V-I-N-E, @gmail.com, and put in the subject line, free book, and I'll send you that biography right away. Alternatively, you could also find my email on my website. So if that's easier to find, jamesdevine.net, it's listed right there at the top.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.